Test 8. Part 1. Part 1. You will hear 7 short, unfinished conversations. Choose the best reply to continue the conversation. Put a circle around the letter of the best reply. Look at the example. You will hear the conversations twice.
Number one.
Don't forget to take a breath now you've finished singing.
Look, my knees are shaking. How did I do?
Amazingly. How do you feel? Don't forget to take a breath now you've finished singing.
Look, my knees are shaking. How did I do?
Amazingly. How do you feel?
Number two.
I know her, but I just can't place her.
She works in the sales department, I'm sure.
Can you recall her name? I know her, but I just can't place her.
She works in the sales department, I'm sure.
Can you recall her name?
Number three.
What a lovely day.
The water's so clear, I can see the bottom.
Yes, and just a bit of wind, perfect for sailing. What a lovely day.
The water's so clear, I can see the bottom.
Yes, and just a bit of wind, perfect for sailing.
Number four.
How's it going?
I've been reading for hours and I still don't have an idea for the essay.
You're not leaving, are you? How's it going?
I've been reading for hours and I still don't have an idea for the essay.
You're not leaving, are you?
Number five.
Excuse me, I can't find the seat numbers.
Oh, there aren't any on this bus. Just sit wherever.
May I sit here? Excuse me, I can't find the seat numbers.
Oh, there aren't any on this bus. Just sit wherever.
May I sit here?
Number six.
Why are you frowning?
I don't like this wind.
Why ever not? I find it invigorating. Why are you frowning?
I don't like this wind.
Why ever not? I find it invigorating.
Number seven.
What a mess!
You'd better do something about that or you'll lose a page.
Do you suppose I can borrow that stapler? What a mess!
You'd better do something about that or you'll lose a page.
Do you suppose I can borrow that stapler?
That is the end of part 1.